An ordinance amending Chapter 20 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by clarifying certain event regulations.
Thank you, Sharon. Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I addressed during the work session, we have taken the bullet points we presented to you regarding our special event regulations and put that into ordinance format. There are a couple of changes as we've done the city attorney's done the legal research that I need to address the council that changes some of the provisions that were addressed previously of our intent put into the ordinance. Basically, there is a U.S. Supreme Court case, Forsyth County versus, Nationalist Movement versus Forsyth County that deals directly with some of the issues that we've dealt with here. Basically, that was a case where Forsyth County had a $1,000 limit on the amount they could charge for services related to any special event. The city manager, the county administrator in that case, had the discretion to charge based on what he thought the event would cost based on the number of people that were there. What the court found was that was an unconstitutional suppression of free speech, because what you were saying is that if I decided I would bring 20,000 people to your event to protest, that would drive up your costs and like prohibit you from being able to express your free speech. So we had that element, and then also some content neutral language that needed to be inserted into the ordinance. The approach that I've taken, similar to how Forsyth County solved their problem with their ordinance from our original document, what I've decided to do is, instead of the city charging a fee for services that are relevant to the event that's going to be hosted, we're going to make the applicant responsible for providing those services. So, for example, instead of us charging, say, $1,000 for porta potties to be put up for the event, we're going to require that they provide porta potties to be able to support the event. The applicant is responsible for all the cleanup. It's not that we would estimate what it would cost to clean it up. We clean it up and charge them for it. So we're reversing those responsibilities back onto the applicant. The negative to it from a cost standpoint is that our biggest costs really are going to be in public safety and traffic control. And those are two things that you cannot delegate to a private entity. So if we have a large event and it's going to require police services, the city is going to need to provide those services at the most basic level to be able to protect our community. And anything that's expected beyond that would be at the cost of the applicant, but not required by the city, be able to get a permit from the city. So that changes the ballgame a little bit, but that keeps us in compliance with the Supreme Court decision. The other content neutral area, we had some discretion placed into the ordinance that dealt with the liability insurance and any other special conditions that can be put on the property, on the special event. That basically goes under the same kind of logic, in that I can pretty much prohibit them from having an event based on the number of people that are going to be coming to the event. It needs to be neutral to the size of the event that's happening. So the only discretion that we really have is if the city decides to sponsor or co-sponsor an event, we can take away some of the costs from the applicant, but also the insurance is based not on the size of the event, but it's going to be limited to the specific activities, so that if we had a mixed martial arts competition, we may have a higher insurance or street race or fireworks. Those specific events can trigger a higher insurance rate, but I can't say that because you're going to have 30,000 people at the event, you have to pay a certain amount of insurance based on the size of your crowd. And that's basically the major changes to the ordinance we've addressed. I think all of the concerns and questions council had within the memorandum, I'll go over the two or three ones that I have not mentioned. One is that we are in the process. July 1st is going to be the rollout of the new website coming out. We will have a calendar of major events that will include both city events and also community events of significance. And those will all be advertised way in advance, so that we know of the date on the city's website in a unified calendar. Also, there's a question regarding Rotary Club selling hot dogs or Boy Scouts selling hamburgers and events. We have researched the regulations of the DeKalb County Department of Health, and for temporary events, and especially any events the city sponsors or co-sponsors, we can waive those regulations. So hot dog and hamburger sales by Rotary is on. not a problem with that. And then I believe that was the last major aspect of it. Also, the council had had discussion at a previous time on the putting something into the ordinance potentially to space out certain events that are sponsor-driven, and we're just waiting some official direction from y'all before putting that into the ordinance. Again, I believe this is the first read. The second read will be on July 13th. Be happy to answer any questions that y'all may have.
Okay, questions. I'll start down with you, Tom. Danny?
One, just on this, on providing, you know, I read that where you, you know, we're going to put the onus on the applicant to provide the services. Two questions. Number one, what type of authority, what type of hammer do we have to ensure that they do that? Number two, what if they don't do that? After they said they would, I have that one more follow-up question.
Okay. The first answer to that question is that as part of the ordinance, we do have the right to deny subsequent permits if they violate the conditions of their permit for the event. Also, I do have the right to go in and suspend or break down the event if it's not in compliance with what the plan is. So in progress, we can stop it, but we can also stop that producer from having any future events if we find that, you know, they left a big mess when they were done. And I believe don't know if there's anything in the ordinance right now that would allow us to do a bond. We'll look into that for a second read so that you know, we can recover any expenses under those circumstances, but I'm gonna doubt we can, but I'll look into it.
Okay, thank you very much. On the police, you said we would provide the police and we would bear the cost of that, is that correct?
Yeah, what we'll do is as they put together their plan for what the event is, we'll still have an analysis on the police department and what they think it would be to effectively control that event, and we would be responsible for the provision of those public safety services. What we can do, though, which is permissible, I believe, under the Precise case, is require them to provide private security for the event that goes beyond what a, or actually does not go as far as what a police certified officer can do. We can't require those services to be provided by them. Obviously, anybody that requires arrest powers or the other police powers of the city, we would have to provide those at our cost.
Thank you. Let me tackle a couple here, Danny, and then I'll pass it to you. I guess a couple of general questions. In reading Sandy Springs policy, this number one would be, if I'm an applicant, is it going to be, and I read their policy, and it's very very easy to read for the layman as far as this is what I have to do, here's the rules, and here's how I get it done. I know the difference between us passing an ordinance and then rules of the road. Those are two different pieces, right? So to the consumer, is it going to be in an easier format for them to figure out what they can and can't do and what they have to do?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do a subsequent document after the passage of the ordinance that will be very useful.
Okay. And then my second question, and you all might know the answer, but in Sandy Springs, you know, they do require, like I'm looking on one of the pages, security traffic control. Events may require the hiring of police officers to provide for security and or traffic control. And then they talk about insurance. And each applicant needs to provide insurance, and it looks like that's against the permit itself. But just curious, is this just a matter of law that they may not have known about this case, or do you have any clue?
I don't know.
Brian, do you have any thoughts about that?
What you can't do is provide content regulation, which in order to determine what size crowd you have, you're going to, of course, have to look to content to gauge reaction to that. So that would be impermissible. There are certain parameters you actually can do, such as if the applicant comes by and says, I want to close down this intersection and this intersection, which are major intersections, and we need a cop posted there to close the intersection, that would probably fall under being permissible.
Okay.
Sandy Springs also has a policy outside of the ordinance that's by the police department and city manager, where they lay out basically the circumstances where the city could require additional liability insurance, and those the policy is basically a function of the event. Like, for example, if the event has been dangerous instrumentalities, if you're planning on using any fireworks, for example, there's nothing wrong with requiring you to pay for liability insurance. Is a conduct regulation related to it. Same thing with the police department. They require you to hire private security, basically, based on your own assessment. They're not going to assess how much private security you're going to hire. What they're going to say is that we're going to provide certain police protection, but the plan you submitted to us is will be more than we can provide. And you would have to supply additional security at your cost. And that would they allow them to hire Sandy Springs police officers off duty to do so, should the police officer decide to do so. They can hire private security outside. They have extensive policies that are city manager and police department policies that go beyond the ones of the ordinance.
So for us, it would be the discretion of you, Warren, or Chief. But I'm thinking, if they require, you know, our whole force, is that at Chief's discretion, or you're saying, okay, that's fine, or it requires overtime for 15 people, that's fine, or you say we just have to do it regardless?
I think what Lenny was saying, and we'll research this a little bit further between first and second read, is that if they would submit a plan and say, they say that in their plan they think it'll take 15 police officers, we can say, we're only going to provide you one. Now you got to make up the other 14 because it's in your plan, but we can't make them go beyond what they plan for.
I got it. That makes sense. Okay. That's all I had. Thank you.
How to address the easy part of this to start with, maybe the nastiest part. I think on the porta potties, we ought to have some regulations. Having done this, DeKalb County makes recommendations, and they have in the past on our festivals, porta potty vendors, and there are porta potty vendors and porta potty vendors, and I think we need to get an approved list of people and make sure that they clean those, because it really reflects on our community when they're not done properly. Second thing, I'm glad to see that you inserted in there the spacing on the issue, and I will be coming forward with a suggested language for some spacing on this with respect to the other festivals. I'd also like to see the language looked at that where the city of Dunwoody would sponsor or co-sponsor, I should say, events with non-profit organizations as opposed to being able to sponsor for all organizations. Because we're going to get lots of requests to co-sponsor organizations, events, and I think that should be limited to non-profit organizations.
All right, anything else? Thank you, John.
I have a couple questions. On the lockout aspect of the application, the 5 years in advance where you can book a location for 5 years, is that a specific location, for example, Brook Run, or are you saying that I'm having a Hanukkah party and therefore nobody else can have a Hanukkah party? Explain to me an aspect of the reservation and how does it preclude others from doing like events?
There is no preclusion of other events. It's the date and location for that specific event.
Okay.
If somebody wanted to have the same event next door, they could.
So there could be three or four festivals all in the city within the same period. It's just they can't all be at Brook Run using the same piece of land.
Sort of. I think that there is some language within the ordinance that would allow us to prevent overburdening of our city services to get to the point of unreasonable. For example, if someone decided on the same Saturday to have 10, I'm going to exaggerate here, 10 music events all over the city,
right,
we've got a police force of 29, it would just be unreasonable for us to be able to do that. We would have to start to deny certain applications in favor of others, and we'd have to do that on a content-neutral basis. It's first come, first serve, probably.
So then that'll be based on the policy set after the ordinance is passed.
If we put in additional policies, yes, we would do it.
On the co-sponsorship of the city, I would take it for granted that all co-sponsors where financial aid is given to the event, that it be approved by the city council itself?
Yes.
Okay. And there's a section where an event almost requires that a space be provided to the city for public education and public relations?
Yes.
Could I assure that that location wouldn't be used for political events aspect of candidates running for office? Is there any language that we can put in there to make sure that our candidates aren't running for office in a event sponsored or, you know, space forced upon them by the city?
I think from a practical standpoint, the way this would work is that if you have the, we'll take the July 4th, is that my office would request from the event organizer the additional space and then coordinate those activities. So it would be practical level coordinated through my office, and we would only reserve those spaces for things that are in the best interest of the entirety of the city. We can look into whether or not we can put language in that would restrict it. Obviously, we could see some circumstance on a future council where you had somebody that was pushing a different agenda that would cause some conflict. But I think we can look. We'll look at that and see if there's some additional language to be put in. And that's good.
I just wouldn't want it to be politicized. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions for Warren? Thank you, Warren. All right, that was first read. We will move on to the resolution for the construction board.